They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, Daddy. I would just like to say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, Alpha.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited because tonight, as gets started, I believe seven bells, Tim McGraw and the Black Eyed Peas for 1 hour long up until the start of 106 of the finest gladiators on the planet.
It's
taking battle.
It's the most exciting thing until the 24th season of Oprah debuts Monday.
No, well, I tell you, this is a great matchup tonight.
The start of the National Football League. The Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers tonight here on ESPN Radio. Has become tradition here the last few years, the defending Super Bowl champion starting the season on the opening Thursday night. And again, we have the action for you tonight on ESPN. All the drafts should be in the book. Joe DeMeo will join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com to give you the very latest on who maybe is a surprise starter, who's injured, who you should start in your opening weekend. He will join us at the end of the show. Also, the biggest game in high school football in the state this week is Aurora McCook. McCook head football coach Jeff Gross will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about that, and we'll see if we can get him to say anything about revenge. As Bob Jensen said yesterday, they have not lost a regular season game in their last 71 contests. And coming up in our next segment, the head football coach of the Red Wolves, Steve Roberts, Arkansas State.
71 games in the regular. You would, I don't know if you go back to the dynasties when you talk Cambridge football over years, if you talk Perkins Grant football Howells. Back in the day, Howells when you talk them. Have they went 71 straight? That is an unbelievable record.
Well, Howells has the record for consecutive wins, including playoffs. The
playoffs, yes. But you go back over, and I'm sure maybe Howells does, or those teams. But what a fine team. And it's going to be a great battle, and I think a lot of people that are taking in high school football are going to make that hour and 40-minute drive to McCook.
Plus, probably the highlight of the show today, if that wasn't enough. Doug and Daddy's NFL picks. This morning, Mike and Mike, I'm trying to remember, New England, Philly, and San Diego, Philly, were their picks to go to the Super Bowl. And in both cases, they had the AFC team winning the Super Bowl. We will make our picks coming up on the show today. 1-888-455-ESPN, that is the phone number. Also, the Dent Popper inbox is open, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's what you want to know. If you've got an email, if you've got a question for Joe DeMeo or any of the guests today, fire it off to us. Tomorrow, we're jam-packed again. We're going to talk with Bernie Madison, the head football coach at North Platte, the longtime coach at Kearney Catholic. They're coming in to play Kearney High in their first matchup between friends Brandon Cool and Bernie Madison. So we'll talk with him tomorrow. Mike Perenio joins us to talk pro football tomorrow, the director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. And also, tomorrow, on the Doug and Daddy Show, the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Tom Osborne,
maybe
will join us. Yeah,
We'll talk a little
government. We'll talk a little athletic director. We'll talk a little coaching. We'll talk a little mentoring. It's all tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Plus, Doug and Daddy Pick'em. And I don't know if you've heard, but this year's grand prize winner wins a pair of recliners from Bruce Furniture. That's right. A pair of recliners for this year's winner.
Is that Steve Roberts
or Bruce Furniture?
Or that just somebody out there saying, ow!
There you go.
You can howl at the moon while you're looking up at that when you're reclining with a cold refreshment in your hand. So what a great gift package. Now you've got to beat us to qualify for that package.
Right. And then we go into the bowl season. So, but hey, One person a week gets a shot. Be ready. Get the number in your phone already tomorrow. Just get it in your phone so that you call in. Everybody has the same chance. We pick somebody at random. 888-455-3776. Get it in your phone right now. 888-455-3776, which takes us to the Dent Popper inbox. Nick in Pleasanton wants to know about your cell phone, Daddy. That was the I see you haven't got a haircut, so you're still messed up there. And it's getting real shaggy, by the way. Secondly, you have a phone in your hand, but it's not the phone you had in your hand yesterday morning at 9 o'clock.
No, it's not. The insurance company overnighted me a phone. I tell you what, if you happen to have a BlackBerry and you do not have your numbers downloaded onto your computer, this is an amazing deal because I figured it out. You know, I felt a sense of pride, too, because I'm totally, totally technically challenged. Derek knows because Derek says, do you know if somebody would call how to get them on the air? And I said, I have no idea. He goes, how long have you been here? 5 years. I have no idea. I have no idea. He's punching 13 buttons over there. No idea. Folks, you plug this deal in, and all of a sudden, it doesn't take but 2-3 minutes, and the information doesn't leave your phone. It just just makes a copy of it on your computer. You plug your new phone, if you happen to lose it, and within 4 minutes, it reconfigures your whole phone exactly the way you had it set up. And it's amazing. Now, of course, my phone does not go off without a hitch because Altel and Verizon somehow both are trying to configure this phone. So I've got to send it back and get a new phone. But this one at least works. I have a phone till I get that other phone.
Did you have a lot of messages?
Yes, I did. And I appreciate everybody for calling, wondering where my phone was, by the way. Amazing.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Eric in Grand Island says, just firing out some Hawkeye love in Nebraska and will help you Husker fans by beating the Iowa State Cyclones this weekend. Next week, I'm traveling from Grand Island to Iowa City to watch the Hawkeyes take on Arizona. Go Hawkeyes. Actually, Eric, you would not be helping Nebraska fans by beating Iowa State. Iowa State beating Iowa would help Husker fans. And thanks for the picture of the helmet. Nice game against Northern Iowa. How weird. Leon Lett could never get that kind of love. Northern Iowa should have beat Iowa, didn't, and now Iowa State gets a crack. And the spread's not that big because no. Iowa never gets – they just don't play well against Iowa State for some reason.
What is the deal with – you would think – even in, and I don't know why I mock the Big Ten, but they've just been a down conference. I'll go to another spread out there, Doug. The biggest game of the weekend, Ohio State, USC. 6.5, 6, 6.5, 7 maybe some places. How in the world will Ohio State, who eked out a win against Navy, okay, they were thinking about Ohio or USC. I don't care.
But they at least scored points against Navy, and I think that's one of the things okay. A lot. They're not. Ohio State, excuse me, usually has a pretty darn good defense, and they, I would expect, think that that's going to rattle the freshman quarterback, Matt Barkley. I guess that would be one thing. USC on the road, that doesn't happen very often against, you know, once every other year. Maybe they have a tough road game out of conference, not counting conference. And then Ohio State did put up points, and I think that's another thing that the people that don't think USC is going to be good and maybe lose a couple games this year, that's what they're looking at, is USC's defense, you know, doesn't have Maliuga and all, you know, all those great players. And Ohio State scored some points. I know it was Navy, but at least they showed that they can score some points. Ohio State's not a team that usually goes out and I mean, 40 to them is...
Well, I believe a stat I saw, Tressel in the horseshoe, 58-5.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's something that goes on Ohio State's favor, but...
We've got a lot of sports to talk about on the show today, so just a couple of things. Melanie Udan got a chance to have that on while we were drafting last night. Had a chance in the second set, but boy.
The unforced errors. She had too many. I mean, I'm not ripping on her because she had what a wonderful tournament she had.
Caroline Wozniak of Denmark. Sounds like she should be Polish. She won that, and the deal there is now they take on some 19-year-old in the semis. Shouldn't be that big of a match. Roger Federer wins again, so he moves on.
I like when they get the microphone down there and both players talk to the crowd and say, thank you for all your support all week. And then the girl that beat her says, hopefully you won my hearts and will be rooting for me. Hopefully I'll change a few of your mind. I know you wanted this girl to win, but I thought that was a really neat deal. Kind of
nice job, Stuart Sink. Way to step up last night and crush our hearts again. Thanks, Stuart. Also, the Royals have won three in a row, like it matters. So there you go. But they finish up their series with Detroit this afternoon right here on ESPN, leading you into the NFL tonight. Huskers pick up another commit, this from a corner, Siante Evans. He was considering Oklahoma State, Kansas, Texas A&M. When we talk a little more Husker football with our insiders next week, we'll ask about that. Great volleyball match last night at UNK. Went nearly 2.5 hours. UNK beat UNO, though, 16-14 in the fifth. Four of those five sets, just two-point differential. So, man, some great volleyball there. And UNK is home tonight against Colorado Christian in volleyball. And also in soccer, UNK will be taking on Colorado Christian tonight at 7 o'clock at Foster Field. The Hastings volleyball team remains unbeaten, a straight set winner last night at Midland Lutheran. Husker volleyball team begins the Emeritus Classic tonight. They're taking on Virginia. You can hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You'll also hear Saturday afternoon's big game against 8th-ranked UCLA on the Breeze. High school volleyball tonight, number 1 and number 2. Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS playing at GI tonight. And Hastings taking on Kearney tonight. That should be a great battle. You can hear that on Classic Hits 98.9 FM at approximately 7 o'clock. Plus, there's a Loper Luncheon going on today. Don't forget that, Loper fans. Loper Luncheon today. It's at 12 noon. They start feeding you at 11:45. All the coaches, Mike Muntrick, Squires, Daryl Morris, Brady Bonzel, will be chatting. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, it is the head football coach at Arkansas State, Steve Roberts, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
They already wrote the book on sports bars in Central Nebraska, and now Balls adds another chapter with Live Music Thursday nights. Live Music Thursdays provides a soundtrack to add to the menu, overflowing with incredible food, drinks, an amazing assortment of TVs, signed memorabilia. Live Music Thursday. It took Balls to show everyone how a sports bar is done. Balls Sports Bar. Balls between the malls, Grand Island.
For quality cleaning and competitive prices, call on Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care.
Shop SearsClean.com. That's SearsClean.com for internet specials. Click on each service to view special offers. You can even get an estimate and request an appointment online.
Cleaning you can trust. Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Call toll-free 1-866-660-5639. Online at searsclean.com.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Storm Head Coach Drew Schenick. There's a new storm coming to the Vero Event Center this season. The fans can look forward to major improvements, including a new sound system, suites, video, a new pro shop, and lower ticket prices. And oh, by the way, the hockey team is looking great.
Get a sneak peek during the first exhibition game on Friday, September 11th against the Omaha Lancers. Visit stormhockey.com for more, presented by Viera.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fodder Park.
Fast horses, fantastic food, Keno and Husker football. Where else but Fodder Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge? Watch and wager on nationwide thoroughbred racing from 11:25 a.m. daily with Friday night racing and prime rib. Saturday, cheer the Huskers on big screens as they take on Arkansas State. Barbecue sandwiches or sloppy joes and chips, $2.50. Red draws, $2. Enjoy it all. Fodder Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Checking out our forecast overall for much of our Thursday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding into the middle 80s. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 60 degrees, currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program, the head football coach at McCook, Jeff Gross, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. But we get ready for our Saturday Husker game here on the Doug and Daddy Show by previewing our second game of the season with the head football coach of the Red Wolves at Arkansas State in his eighth season down in Jonesboro, Arkansas. From the Red Wolves, our head coach Steve Roberts joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all today?
Well, we're doing very well. These are the big games that I guess what they say lower tier conferences, and I'm not sure that your conference is necessarily going to stay there because with some bowl wins and some good wins that your conference is providing, you guys are starting to move up the chart a little bit. But I'm going to go right after what Husker fan is thinking this week. Husker fan was expecting a little more out of Florida Atlantic last week. What should they expect out of Arkansas State this week?
Well, we certainly hope that we'll be very competitive in this ball game. We have a tremendous challenge ahead of us, playing a very complete team in the University of Nebraska and one of the best venues in all of college athletics. So it'll certainly be very challenging, but hopefully we'll focus and concentrate and do what we're coached to do as hard as we can do them and see what happens.
Coach, I think a lot of people thought last week, boy, look out for the offense. Maybe we didn't get it out of Florida Atlantic, but you certainly got some offense out of your Mississippi Valley State team, especially on the ground.
Well, we did. We knew we had some advantages going into that ball game, and the thing that I was probably most proud of was the way our kids prepared for that ball game. They knew we had some advantages and didn't take their preparation lightly and went out and took that preparation to the game field and were able to put them out of the game fairly early.
We're talking with the head football coach at Arkansas State, Steve Roberts. Did you get what you wanted out of the game, Coach? Obviously, everybody wants a little competition to test some areas. I suppose that'll be from a grading level, maybe F to an A this week.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We did get what we wanted. We wanted a victory, and we got a victory. So overall, you have to say we were able to accomplish that. We were able at every single position on the field to identify areas that we need to improve, and we've got to improve dramatically this week to face the challenge that we have in playing Nebraska.
Coach, before we get away from the rushing, you're led by Reggie Arnold. He's went over 1,000 yards each of his first three seasons. He's moving up the career list there. Tell us about his style.
Well, he's like trying to tackle a bowling ball. He's short and stout, bench presses 440 pounds, has great strength, obviously, has great vision, decent speed, has a chance to do what only seven other running backs in the history of college football have done, and that's rush for 1,000 yards for a consecutive season. So he has a goal out ahead of him and obviously for our team, and he's been pushed in a big-time way for playing time out of two guys on our team at that position, so that competition obviously helps us get better.
Coach, coming to Nebraska, obviously, and the 85,000 people, how do you keep your kids from being too amped up right away on the onset?
Well, the biggest thing is just draw from that past experience. You know, we've been in a lot of venues like that over the last several years, and, you know, having a fifth-year senior at quarterback to run the show, having a fifth-year senior at your linebacker and in the secondary to help calm things down a little bit obviously helps. The biggest deal we have to face is, you know, getting the communications right, making the adjustments correctly on offense and defense in order to be on the right people, to be in the right spots. I think that's obviously something that's key. But I do think past experience is a great teacher. We can learn a lot of lessons from the past. We can draw some confidence. We can draw some motivation. We can draw some things that we need to correct from past experience in those type of environments.
Steve Roberts, the head football coach at Arkansas State, is joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for the 1 o'clock kickoff Saturday in Lincoln. You mentioned your quarterback, Corey Leonard. He's actually co-preseason All-Sun Belt with the young man from Florida Atlantic, Rusty Smith. What do you do with him as far as a pass-run distribution? Because obviously this kid can do a lot of things.
Well, he can do a lot of things. And, you know, we go into the game with a game plan, but obviously you have to adjust throughout the game as to, you know, your run pass calls and the distribution of the football and that type of stuff, and take what the defense is giving you, which we're not sure if Nebraska's going to give us anything. They're very, very complete, but just see how they're going to play us. Corey has all the throws. He can throw the football down the field and throw the football from a hash to the sideline. Has a touch on his throws. Probably the thing that he's best at is when things break down around him is extending the play and finding somebody open downfield or tucking it himself and making something positive out of it. And there'll be some design runs for Corey as well to get the ball out in space.
Coach, obviously when you ask a coach about the concerns you have for Nebraska, a lot of people say, well, where do you start? But give me the main one that you have.
Well, I wish I could give you a main one, and that's not coach speak. You know, I think they're very good at a lot of places. I think when you look at their defensive line versus our offensive line and the experience and the success that they've had versus our inexperience, obviously, is a concern. And then, you know, outside of their ability to run the football with Helu, a tremendous running back and you know, all their running backs, the receivers are very big, very physical. They do a great job downfield blocking, and we have some inexperience, you know, at one of the corner positions that I'm sure that they'll test early in the ball game. So that's a concern as well. And then in the kicking game, they're extremely sound in what they do kicking game, and we've got to play outstanding in order to create some momentum and some field position for our team in our kicking game.
Just another minute here with Arkansas State head football coach Steve Roberts as they get ready for the Huskers. We haven't talked a lot about your defense. How strong do you feel it is? It is led by Alex Carrington. He's preseason All-Conference Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, Alex is one of the better football players in the country in the defensive line as well. He's 6'5", 280, ran in the high 4.6s for the Pro Scouts on our junior pro day. Very, very athletic, plays with great technique. We've got a lot of experience up front as well. We expect to be able to make some plays defensively. The biggest thing for us is to be able to communicate, and Nebraska forces you to change a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage with all the flicks of their tight ends, the mass movements, the motions, different formations that you see. So we've got to do a great job of communicating and all getting on the same page.
Well, yesterday, offensive line coach for Nebraska, Barney Cotton, compared your D-line to a very competitive Big 12 D-line. Was he overstating that?
Well, no, probably not. I'm very confident in our D-line. Brian Hall, I think, is sort of the glue that holds it all together at defensive tackle. We've got some players up front that you know, can play for a lot of teams in the country, and our D-line coach, Kevin Peoples, does a tremendous job with those guys, and they have some experience, so they're learning how to play with technique. But, you know, Barney may be selling us a little bit, but I feel good about our D-line.
Well, enough about this football, Coach. What do you do in Jonesboro, Arkansas for a good time?
Whatever you want. If you like to hunt and fish like I do, fish like I do, there's great opportunities to fish. Jonesboro is a tremendous place. It's grown dramatically in the 8 years that I've been here. There's a lot to do. It's a great place to raise a family.
What kind of fish where do we fish for?
Bass.
Largemouth.
Largemouth. Yeah, I caught a 12-3 2 years ago, and this past year caught two over 10 in the same day.
That's like a career for you,
Dad. Yeah, there you go.
Who is an avid fisherman? But, boy, I've seen the pictures of what you catch, Tony. It's not good.
It's not 12-3, and it's not two over 10. That's for sure.
Well, Coach, hey, have a safe trip with your Red Wolves up to Lincoln. We look forward to the game on Saturday, and we really appreciate you giving us some minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this season.
Well, thank you. We're going to need it, and especially this weekend. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Steve Roberts of Arkansas State, Jonesboro, Arkansas.
You know what? This is a team that put up 61 points. I don't care who you're playing to get the offense rolling this early in the season. You better look out. They could put up some points. And I thought everybody was expecting that was Rusty Smith. And Nebraska defense, bend but not break deal, they're going to have to do the same thing here.
They better they better quit bending. I know that's what Coach Pelini wants to see. And again, we are in such a transition here. Everybody wants it to be back to the good old days as soon as possible. And I know these kids are doing, or at least trying as hard as they can, it would seem, even though Coach Pelini knows that you're not going to fire off every play of the game like a coach would like you to see. So I don't know. I think we pace these guys, but they've got some good players. They've got some good players. And I just, our defense is, if our defense is as good as it's supposed to be, they shouldn't score points. They should never even sniff double digits, 10 points max. And, if there's a turnover or something like that, that's a different story. So I guess we'll find out. You can hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 8 a.m. pregame Saturday, kickoff at 1:08. Speaking of high scoring, McCook Bison has put up their share of points over the past decade, and we will catch up with head coach Jeff Gross as they get ready to welcome in Aurora, who snapped what many believed was going to be the perfect season, the best season in McCook history last year, on their way to the state championship. We'll take a break. Be back with the coach after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hi, I'm Janet Hubert. You probably know me as Aunt Viv on TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's my latest role as an African-American woman with osteoporosis that's got me fired up. Like, did you know that 35% of African-American women are estimated to have low bone mass? What's even more frustrating is that few African-American women are tested and treated for the disease. Come on, our ladies. Talk to your doctor today. Osteoporosis, it's beatable, it's treatable. To learn more, visit NOF.org.
Robotic human surrogates provide a safer way for people to live their everyday lives in the comfort of their own homes.
On September 25th,
we may actually have a homicide here. An operator killed by signals from a surrogate.
We will pay the price for perfection.
You're going to be a witness to the rebirth of humanity.
Bruce Willis.
How do I stop this?
You can't.
Surrogates, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 25th.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Storm Head Coach Drew Schenick. There's a new storm coming to the Vero Event Center this season. The fans can look forward to major improvements, including a new sound system, suites, video, a new pro shop, and lower ticket prices. And oh, by the way, the hockey team is looking great.
Get a sneak peek during the first exhibition game on Friday, September 11th against the Omaha Lancers. Visit stormhockey.com for more, presented by Vero.
Hey Nebraska, it's finally here. Big O Tires National Anniversary Sale. Through September, you'll save $60 on sets of four high-quality Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and $100 on all sets of Big O brand tires. That's $25 off per tire. It's Big O's National Anniversary Sale, and when it comes to saving you money, it's just the way we roll. We're Big O Tires, here to serve you 7 days a week. Tires serve as straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Thursday night, it's an AFC showdown at Heinz Field when Ben Roethlisberger and the defending Super Bowl champion Steelers host the Tennessee Titans. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason, Mark Malone, and me for all the action. Can Big Ben and company start their title defense with a win, or will it be the Titans who make an early season statement? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
All the action is Thursday at 7 on ESPN Radio.
Checking out our forecast, overall for much of our Thursday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding into the middle 80s. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 60 degrees, currently 72.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just got done chatting with Arkansas State head football coach Steve Roberts. Coming up, Jeff Gross from McCook and Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and Doug and Daddy's NFL picks. You want to really know who wins the Super Bowl? You're going to listen to me, because Daddy had went Baltimore 2 years ago, went 4-1. Last year, Dallas, nice pick there. We'll find out. We'll find out. It's coming up in the last segment of the Doug and Daddy Show. But next week, Husker Harvest Days will be there for a special two-hour show at the Dyna-Grill booth with all the Dyna-Grill boys next Wednesday.
Husker Harvest Days, lot 1131. They're waiting for you. You need to commit to an increase of 36 units of corn, 20% down payment, receive a 12% cash discount through January 15th, 2010. That's 12% early pay discount. That's equal to 26.18 APR discount. That's annual percentage rate. That's over a year, people. Dyna-Grow, growing. Stop in and see Dyna-Grow at Husker Harvest Days 15th, 16th, and 17th. They continue to grow tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. Dyna-Grow is growing, excited about the 2010 planting season. You need to get your orders in early. 12% cash discount. Take a look at Dyna-Grow's new VT triple corn hybrids like 57 V38, 57 V07, 58 V72. Three hybrids you can run on your farm. Dyna-Grow is growing, and they have seed.
You know, it's a rumor, and we'll see if we can confirm it here, but apparently when they're little kids, they put just a little kernel of Dyna-Grow in the milk bottle of the McCook Bison, and they grow up big and strong and winners. Let's find out. Is that true? Coach Jeff Gross from McCook joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Oh, we put way more than a drop in there. They're bottle-fed with that with 50-50 mix till they're in high school.
Well, they're big, they're strong, they're talented. And, hey, congratulations on the Shrine game, by the way.
Hey, thanks. You know, we had a ball down there. You know, I told the kids, win or lose the game, when you walk away, you're going to had a ball and made a lot of friends. And we would have loved to win the game, but bottom line, our kids walked off that field and had a good time and a great memory. And as we talked about, if we just wouldn't have had Coach Snodgrass on our staff, we would have won the game because it wasn't that he didn't do a great job, but just that all-star game record of 0-10, it was too much to overcome.
Oh, the poor kid. The poor kid. We got to go see him tomorrow when they...
Oh, he's got a big one with the XL. What is it, Warriors?
Wildcats over at Axtell.
Wildcats,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's the second biggest game in the state. I don't remember who the first one is, but it's Aurora's coming down. Let's get it out of the way, Coach. How much do you have to temper the kids that were on the team last year saying, this is about this year, even though you know revenge is there? Is that something you hit on or you don't have to hit on? How does that play a part in tomorrow's game?
Well, we started talking about it at the end of right when the Lions game got over. And I mean, literally, once the game got over, I said, all right, this is out of the way. You did a great job of focusing on Alliance, but now we can turn our attention to Aurora. And what you brought up was the exact theme I said. I said, guys, we're a whole different team with different bodies and different names. I said, you were a part of the team last year, but it wasn't your team. It was last year's senior group. I said, there's not a revenge factor here. I said, we're going out to win a Week 3 game, just like we did 2 years ago when our Week 3 opponent was Hastings, or our week three opponent may be Gehring. It doesn't matter. That's what we're after. I said, there is no revenge. They're a good football team. We need to treat them as such and get ready. But, and then I also used the tune with them. I said, if revenge was a factor every time someone lost, I said, every game we play would almost be a revenge factor for someone else. And I said, I don't think you can treat it that way. So we're just excited that we get an opportunity. It's a little weird being the lower ranked team. I don't know. I don't know if we've played a game. Probably the 07 finals against Crete where they were favored over us. But that's about the last, in 7 years, 8 years, that's about the only time we haven't been the favored team. So a little different.
What's the biggest difference in this year's McCook to Tonka than last year's McCook to Tonka?
Yeah. experience. The only way to get better is to be an experienced player, and we're just full of a bunch of inexperienced kids out there. And speed. Speed covers up bad decisions. Speed covers up poor coaching. If there is that out of us, speed covers up a lot of things. And we've got a little bit, but not what we've had in the past. And that's the thing against Aurora. At almost every skill position, they're going to be faster than us. So you better rely on that other stuff called coaching and making sure you got your kids in the right place at the right time. And that's all we've focused on all week, getting aligned properly and playing football. But between this year and the teams of the past, it's a speed and experience thing that is the difference.
McCook head football coach Jeff Gross is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They host Aurora tomorrow. Aurora didn't get out to a great start in that first half against Crete. Is that specifically the type of tape you're looking at?
You know, that regardless of how Crete played them, we felt like coming into it, it was going to be a game that, you know, breaking them down, that we would have to keep it close, keep it low scoring, and keep their offense off the field. And that's exactly what Crete did. Had it not been for Aurora scoring a touchdown in the final second, I mean, literally the kid crossed the goal line as the gun went off, it had been a 17-7 ball game at half, and who knows, Crete might have held on to win that. But they let him close the gap. And then in the second half, Aurora's speed just took over, and Crete just made some untimely turnovers and gave him the short field, and wasn't able to sustain drives, and that's why the margin got wide. So we need to play like Crete did the first half, and we need to do it the whole game, and that's going to be the theme for whoever plays the Huskies every year this week, or every week this year.
Coach, they're faster than you. They're bigger than you. What advantage do you have, if any?
Well, we're playing at McCook. You know, that I guess it's a pretty tough place to play. It's probably, in my opinion, and it's a biased one, but it's the best atmosphere in high school football in Nebraska. You know, they're going to have to play in front of 2,500 to 3,000 fans, and that's we're playing Aurora, and that many people are going to be there. But quite honestly, that's how many are there every week. I mean, our home stands are full no matter who we're playing. And, you know, so we're hoping that the environment, and we're hoping that our kids' big game experience, they have big game experience too, but we're just hoping that tough, gritty-nosed player shows up and says, we don't lose at McCook, and we're going to try to refuse to lose this week as well.
Jeff, do you guys talk about the 71 straight regular season games? Do you know that number? I mean, is that something that everybody knows around McCook?
Well, I think a lot of people know it. A lot of people outside of the football program talk about it. As far as myself, our players, our coaches, it's never brought up. It got brought up this year with the seniors in our preseason meetings. I said, guys, you didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for the team 7 years in a row to go undefeated, and you have to live up to that. And I said, I don't expect you to live up to that. I don't expect you to have pressure and feel like you have to live up to that. I said, we go out and we play every game the same. And if we win, fine. I said, if we lose this week, or if we lose week three this year, then we'll try to start a new one. I said, it's not about a streak. It's about playing each one individually. I have talked more about us having a 71-game winning streak in the last 3 days with the media, and that's your guys' job. But I've talked more about that now than I have in the 7 years, 8+ years that we've had this thing going. So, and I think that's because we're the underdog and everybody's assuming there's a great chance we could lose this game.
Who was the last loss to, by the way, Coach?
We lost, taking you back, we lost to Scottsbluff on the road the Friday after 9/11, week three of the 2001 season. Scottsbluff got us up there 20-10. Like I said, it was Friday after 9/11, and that's the last time we've lost in a regular season game. And the next week, little history, we were 1-2 at the time. We'd lost week one to Ogallala. I don't remember who we beat week two, and we lost week three at Scottsbluff. But the following week, the game that jump-started our program was we went to Aurora with a 1-2 record. And they were the number two ranked team in the state that year. And we upset them up in Aurora and haven't looked back since. So, you know, that was a good win for a bunch of young kids that went on and won a couple state titles off of that group. So,
from the you never know who's listening to the show department, we go to the email here, Coach, from Glenn in Overton. All right, guys, it's 0-8, not 0-10.
That's great. Well, in fact, I got a little present for Coach Snodgrass that's going to be delivered to him this week because the McCook ref crew of Bob Elder is working the Overton game, so I got a little care package on his way. So maybe he'll forgive me for giving him grief. But Glenn's a great coach, and we sure had a ball at the All-Star game with him and the rest of the staff and Coach Terman up in Omaha. We definitely had fun.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your day. We know it's going to be a great game. Everybody will have an ear on it. Best of luck against Aurora and throughout the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Gross, head football coach at McCook. It's the biggest game in the state. It's tomorrow night as they host Aurora.
Yeah, if you go back as a coach and you don't remember, he doesn't remember who the win was against, but he sure as heck remembers those losses. you remember them very vividly, as you know, even though they were that long ago, he remembers them. And obviously, the week after 9/11, a lot of people remember, you know, stuff that they can tie that in with. But what you know, this should be a great, great football game and a great atmosphere. I think. Is there a favorite in this game at McCook, Doug? Is McCook the home team favorite?
Well, McCook, because of the tradition, I think is favorite in this football game. I mean, that home field, everything that's an intangible in this game goes to McCook. The bottom line is it doesn't matter. There's still going to be two great football teams on Saturday right. morning. Let's take a break. We'll head to the Dent Popper inbox. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and our Super Bowl picks next.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Man, this beach party was so boss until the bikers showed up.
Don't be a square, Flapjack. Our party is great for everyone, just like Progressive.com. They're the number one insurer of motorcycles and a leader in boat and RV.
Well, if Progressive can include everyone, then so can we.
Anyway, us bikers aren't here to rumble. Now everybody dance.
Protect your vehicles. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfair Village, Ohio. Market positions from 2000. Nate Millwood Brown and Harrison Directive Survey Data.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Everyone on your way back from Husker Harvest Days, stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we mean corn. Everyone is invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's Thursday, September 17th. Enjoy $9 tubs of beer and beer battered brats all you can eat off the grill for $3 and door prizes. There's a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn, so don't miss the fun and prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, sunny downtown Gibbon.
Friday night means football, and we've got more exciting games for you this week on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic welcomes in the Ravenna Blue Jays. On ESPN 1550, Hastings High takes on Scotts Bluff. On 1230, KHAS St. Cecilia travels to Fairbury. And on the FM dial, Classic Hits 98.9 has Axtell at Overton, and the Breeze 94.5 FM has Franklin at Deschler. All games kick off at 7 and can also be heard on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Checking out our forecast, overall for much of our Thursday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding into the middle 80s. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 60 degrees, currently 72.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The most wonderful time of the year. It's Christmas Day for Big Daddy as the NFL kicks off tonight here on ESPN with Pittsburgh taking on Tennessee. And every Thursday, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us. Joe, all the drafts are done. Now it's time to start plugging in people. How fired up are you? How ready to go are you?
That's right, Daddy. It's showtime. And it's time for another incredible fantasy football season. Everybody is locked and loaded. Hope springs eternal. By the fifth game, you know, people will be dragging and pouting. But for now, everyone feels like they have the championship under their belt.
What about those of us that already know we've messed up? Well,
I can recommend Nero's therapy.
Yeah, well, get online and do a fake one this afternoon, I guess. Well, let's get right after it, Joe. What from the – I didn't see anything major on the cutdown that would make a guy that had a draft 2-3 weeks ago panic. Injuries, there's some that are still out there. It looks like Brady Quinn's going to start at Cleveland, and for some reason you would have to start him. What comes out of this first weekend is major news, either from an injury front or from a backup standpoint or maybe even somebody that got cut?
Yeah, now let's talk about the walking wounded right now, the injured guys, because I think it's essential that people get a sense of who's available, at least coming up. And I'll revise that on Saturday on the website. But Carson Palmer's good to go. Matt Schaub, good to go. Mark Bolger's still iffy. Matt Cassell and Kyle Orton will probably play. Do not start them. Matt Ryan is over his illness. He should be okay. Looks like Pierre Thomas is not going to be able to go. Jonathan Stewart looks like he will be able to go, which is bad news for D'Angelo Williams owners. Stewart might be vulturing close to the goal line. No Sean Marino is probable, but he's a marginal start. Hasn't worked all preseason. Jones Drew is good to go. Wide receivers, Antonio Bryant's fine. Bellion looks like he's going to be okay. He's questionable. Verify Sunday. Kevin Curtis will start opposite DeSean Jackson. Deion Branch is questionable. I wouldn't use him anyway. I'd sit him anyway. Roy Williams is questionable. Verify him for Sunday. Anquan Boldin didn't practice yesterday. Never a good sign. His coach says he's going to play, but you typically like a guy to at least make Wednesday's Wednesday's practice. He didn't do it, but keep him in your lineup. Verify it on Sunday. And Bernard Berrien is another one who should be good to go, but he is questionable for Sunday.
Joe, any news out of Houston with Kevin Walter opposite Andre Johnson?
Yeah, good point. I don't think he's going to make it. I don't think Kevin Walter's going to make it. He didn't practice yesterday. Kubiak is very much concerned with Walter's availability. It looks like Andre Davis will get the start. I don't think it affects Andre Johnson because nothing affects Andre Johnson. Kevin Curtis, I think, Kevin Walter probably needs to be benched if you've got to make a decision today.
Joe, a real playmaker out there that's been injured a lot and most likely because of his size, Reggie Bush. Your overall thoughts on him as you head into this football season?
Well, with Pierre Thomas out, Mike Bell becomes a nice play in that offense. If Pierre Thomas on it, should just run out and get Mike Bell for this week and plug him in, unless they do have Bush. But I have Bush as a start this week. He's on my start list, which I publish on Wednesdays. I think he's going to have a big game against the Lions defense, which allowed 5.1 yards per carry and 8.4 yards per pass attempt, both the worst in National Football League last year. That suits Bush. He's out of the backfield, and he'll get 10, 12 carries, maybe a few more. He'll probably get 8, 10 touches out of the backfield. He's going to have 20 touches. I think he has a big day.
Joe DiMaio of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. You can find out all the information on his website. Let's go to the email here. This comes from Chris in Kearney. Can you ask Joe about Julius Jones this week? Your thoughts?
Julius Jones has an excellent matchup this week against the St. Louis Rams. We're also allowed 5.1 yards per carry. They tied the Lions for the worst in the National Football League. And I don't think the Rams defense is going to be principally improved, at least early in the season. I don't like Julius Jones for the season, but I do like Julius Jones against the Rams this week. You need to handcuff, Chris, you need to handcuff Edgerrin James. As soon as Jones gets dinged up, Edgerrin James will get that job. And there's probably a little bit left in the tank for the old Colts and Cardinal to bring up to the Seahawks this year.
Okay, Joe, I got buddies that happen to be Oakland Raider fans. Jamarcus Russell, what do you do with these guys out there? Johnny Lee Higgins is a fabulous punt returner, a lot of speed there. What do you do with those guys?
Well, I don't see using them this week until I get a better handle on the Oakland offense, how it's going to look. They go against San Diego this week in Oakland. San Diego has, solid corners. We know that. Safeties are good with Babineau. Cromartie is a all-pro type of cornerback. I don't, and Merriman, if you can just stop choking people, has an excellent opportunity to play this week. I think the yes, good grief. The Raiders are going to be up against it this week. I think they'll try and get McFadden off. Johnny Lee Higgins, notwithstanding, Chaz Shilands is the guy you really want to own if you want to own a Raiders wide receiver, and I'm saying that with tongue in cheek. But Shilands is the one, and he'll be back in week two. And I think you need to wait for a better matchup to rely on the Oakland offense, specifically Jamarcus Russell and his receivers.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. They're starting to flow in here. Luke and Carney wants to know, Joe, Lance Moore or Antonio Bryant as his third wide receiver this week?
Hi, Luke. How you doing? Lance Moore would be the choice. He's going against a very porous Lions secondary. Drew Brees is Drew Brees. He loves Lance Moore. Antonio Bryant, I'm not worried about the injury. He's 100% healthy, but he will be running up against Dallas Cowboys secondary, which is athletic. And I think what the Cowboys will try to do is take Antonio Bryant and Kellen Winslow away and make them try to beat them on the ground with Cadillac Williams, Derek Ward, and Ernest Graham in a 2-2-1 format. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The Bucs are going to have Cadillac go to first two series, Ward go to second two series, and Ernest Graham go to third series. If you want to see a prescription for lack of rhythm on offense, there you got it.
Yikes. One more before we get out of here. The next email says, what is Brett Favre's value as a backup?
It's excellent. His value as a backup is excellent. And his value the first 2 weeks of the season is extraordinary. He's got a great matchup against the Browns this week. And I think it's appropriate to, depending on your quarterback situation, it's appropriate to look to start Favre this week. Next week, he's matched up against the Lions. He should have two big weeks. Right there, after week two, you may want to consider selling him very high because his body probably is not going to hold up this season. He's got a torn rotator cuff. He's got some labrum problems. He's already talking about taking games off. But he's probably going to have a big week one, a big week two. He'll have a great opportunity to sell him high, get great value for him, and then let somebody else worry about the anomalies that might be Brett Favre as the season wears moves forward.
Joe, what's the difference in value between LT and Darren Sproles?
It's enormous. I think Lawrence, the demise of Lawrence Taylor, The demise of LaDainian Tomlinson is overstated. He's still a great running back. He's still going to be the primary and principal ball carrier for the San Diego Chargers. He will get all the goal line touches. LaDainian Tomlinson is not going to fade off into the sunset this season. Look for him to be somewhere between the third and the fifth highest point total among running backs this season.
Well, like we've got one more that snuck in here. It looks like a lot of the ladies are liking to play fantasy football because this is from Tori. Tori wants to know Ray Rice or Willis McGahee. And Tori, of course, is a buddy of ours, and it's a guy. But Tori wants to know Ray Rice or Willis McGahee.
Ray Rice, Tori. Ray Rice is the way you got to go. And he's probably going to get 20-plus touches. We have him as a start this week. Everybody listening in the greater Kearney area, please visit the website. Wednesday start and sit. Just click on the link. You'll see a lot of this stuff. Ray Rice over Willis McGahee, 20-plus touches, 12 to 14 carries, 6 receptions out of the backfield, probably average about 5 yards per touch. The only issue you have is LaRon McClain is probably going to vulture the goal line, but he's still a better choice in my mind than McGahee.
Okay. Okay, Joe, we got one draft where it's just you draft whoever you want every week. Give me your quarterback that you start this week and your two running backs, and I want to know who are the two teams you got in the Super Bowl.
We got another 5 hours left here on the show.
No, you just give me three names and it's two Super Bowls.
You know, I love you guys. I'll just stay with you all day. It doesn't matter. I got nothing to do. The beauty of that is Drew Brees absolutely is a top-rated quarterback in fantasy football this week, going against a really, really awkward Lions defense. Can I say that? I can say awkward, right?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning is the second best quarterback. Adrian Peterson, top-rated running back. We like LT as the second best running back this week only. And on your wide receivers, obviously Reggie Wayne is going to come up big against the Jaguars this week, and we love Marcus Colston against those same inept Detroit Lions.
Who's your Super Bowl pick, Joe?
I still like Pittsburgh to go back this year, but I think I want to see a little bit more New England, so I'm going to hedge a little bit, and I'm going to say Pittsburgh and New England in the AFC Championship game. I like the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC.
Joe, great stuff. We can't wait for the season to start tonight and this weekend, and we'll catch up with you again next Thursday. Everybody go to FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Thanks, Joe.
Always enjoy, guys. Take good care.
Great segment with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Let's get to it. We wrap up the show today with our Super Bowl picks. Let's get to it. I will start in the National Football League. Here are my conference winners. In the NFC East, I take Philadelphia. Daddy?
NFC East, I also take Philadelphia.
The NFC North, I'm going to continue to toot the horn, and somehow I didn't pick Jay Cutler in any fantasy league. I still think somehow he's good. I'm taking the Chicago Bears to win the NFC North.
I will take Minnesota, not only because of their quarterback, because of their running back and that defense.
NFC South, I like Carolina. If you can run the ball, you can win. I'm taking Carolina.
You know what? Drew Brees came within 15 yards or whatever it was of Dan Marino's record last year. All those weapons return. I like New Orleans Saints.
And I'm taking Seattle to win the NFC West.
Interesting. Hasselbeck, in my mind, sucks. That's why I will not take Seattle. I will stick with Warner, Bolden, and Fitzgerald.
My wild cards, Minnesota and Atlanta. I'm leaving New Orleans and Arizona out.
My wild cards, the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears. I'm leaving, I guess I'm leaving Seattle off of there along with Carolina.
In the AFC, New England in the East.
Yes.
In the North, I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Yes.
In the South, I'm going to take the Colts.
See, I differ there, and I take the Tennessee Titans, and Jeff Fisher started it last year, probably got too hot too early, couldn't continue it on.
Normally, I mean, I got away from Arizona, new offensive coordinator. I know they got a new coach in Indy, but let's face it, Peyton Manning's the coach, and San Diego in the West.
Yes, that's a no-brainer.
And for my wild cards, Baltimore and Tennessee.
My wild cards, I've got Indy, and I've got Gary Kubiak in the Houston Oilers.
I just couldn't find a place to put the Houston in. I just couldn't find a place. I don't know. There's so many good teams in the AFC. Maybe Jacksonville gets better again. There's some obvious. I think Miami, that was a one-hit wonder. Buffalo and the Jets, no. Cincinnati and Cleveland, no. I guess maybe if there's a dark horse, maybe it could be Cincinnati. Plus, we left Dallas out of the playoffs, Tony, our favorite team. Wow. I would consider them the dark horse in the NFC. But that would be a big dark horse. Okay, who do you got going to the Super Bowl? Who's your pick, Daddy?
Well, I've got the Eagles playing the Saints in the NFC Championship game with the Eagles advancing. And I've got Pittsburgh and New England meeting. And I got Pittsburgh, the repeat Super Bowl champion. They returned 20 out of 22 starters off of that team. And probably as deep as anybody in the league. Tomlin, young coach, done a fabulous job with them. I think they just keep on rolling. And My two dark horses, I guess, my other Super Bowl would be San Diego, New Orleans. I like San Diego a lot, and I like New Orleans a lot as well.
My Super Bowl pick, well, I guess in the NFC, how about Chicago over Minnesota? I don't know. I'm not that sold on Philadelphia. They're good, not great. San Diego over New England in the AFC. I think San Diego has all the pieces. I am taking the San Diego Chargers over the Chicago Bears. That's right. Find somebody else that's that wacky. But let's go with my track record. It's been better than yours.
Oh, yes, it has on this. Certainly has on this.
So, I take San Diego over Chicago. Every Thursday we'll do our power rankings. We love it. We love that you guys were all a part of the show today. Couple of emails. You Huskers better take care of Arkansas State this weekend, and don't force us to finish your job when we play them October 12th. Have a great day, guys. That's our Iowa fan,
yeah.
Eric. And John and Carney says about your lost phone, we need to run a string through your shirt like little kids so they don't lose their gloves/cell phone. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Great show today, folks. Thanks for the emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Jeff Gross, the head football coach at McCook, and Arkansas State football coach Steve Roberts joins us on the show today. You can go to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com, if you missed any of it. Listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, and, of course, The Courtyard. Tomorrow, Athletic Director Tom Osborne, Bernie Madison joins us, the head football coach at North Platte, and Mike Perenio live from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to breaking down the Tennessee Titans-Pittsburgh Steelers game as well. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show.